One of the things that most pregnant mums can't escape is morning sickness. Here's Kath explaining how she felt and coped. Kath, how far on are you in your pregnancy?
Almost 14 weeks, Miriam, so I'm nearly about to go into the second trimester.
And how's it been?
It's been very difficult, actually, because I've been suffering from severe morning sickness, and it's been kind of very intense, and starting in the morning, going right through to the night, so it hasn't even ended at morning sickness. It's been all day.
Well, describe a day. When you first wake up, how are you feeling?
I first wake up quite early, and I immediately have to go to the toilet and be sick. And then, to be honest, it's a constant battle throughout the day to be sick, to eat food, to keep food down. I absolutely love my food, and I'm having a real problem eating anything at all. And I'm literally having quite a bad diet because it's carbs and starch. So it's kind of like toast, cereal, pasta, because I can't really entertain food that has kind of more flavours than
that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with those. In fact, they're the perfect pregnancy foods.
I'm just concerned I'm not getting enough protein, and that's making me more tired.
But you don't need a tremendous amount of protein. You do need some, but we can talk about that in a minute when we decide how you know what you can do about your
That's really good to know, because I've been really concerned that I haven't been eating enough protein, because I thought that was really... I remember my midwife saying the last pregnancy, find the protein on the plate, and I just have been really struggling with that. So at least I've been doing okay with the food, because it has been a real battle.
Right, but carbs should be a pregnant woman's staple diet. I mean,
well, it has
unprocessed carbs. I'm not talking about cakes and biscuits and chocolate and sweets and fizzy drinks.
Well, I won't
mention
those.
But the basic,
then.
You know, whole wheat bread, whole grain rice, brown pasta, if you can get it.
Yeah.
Jacket potatoes.
Yep, I've been having those really plain
Really
food.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good to know, actually, that I haven't been getting it totally wrong.
No.
And that's not been through choice, but I suppose my body has been craving that, so that maybe makes sense.
Yes. Mm. I mean, in any pregnancy, I think you have to follow your cravings and to follow what your body's telling you. It's the
Absolutely.
One time in your life when your
that
body
you
gives
fight
you...
it.
That's right. It gives you very clear messages about what it needs.
Yeah.
Kath, let me tell you a little bit about proteins that might be reassuring.
Thank you.
You're probably eating proteins without knowing it.
Right.
Because, for instance, you mentioned you're eating toast and bread. There's quite a lot of protein in bread. There's also protein in jacket potatoes, as long as you eat the skins.
Mm.
And then there's this whole group of what we call second-class proteins, which are plant proteins. So any beans, peas, lentils, any of chickpeas, hummus...
Mm.
That's vegetable protein, which is also very good. And with the animal protein, which we call first-class protein, chicken, meat, fish, you just really need fairly small quantities of that. And what I would do is to choose the protein that you really like. It might be eggs.
It's chicken for me at the moment.
Chicken, fantastic.
Yep.
Or turkey.
Yeah.
Any white meats. And just eat that so that your stomach doesn't get upset.
Yeah, but I've been just trying to manage to get down a chicken sandwich for lunch, and that's really kind of the only protein I've been having for the last few weeks. Sorry, what I thought was protein until you just said that. But yes, of those kind of proteins, that's really what I've been forcing down.
Okay, but you're at 14 weeks now. Is the sickness beginning to ease off?
Yes, it's easing off a lot, actually, and I really feel like I've turned a corner. It was really bad from about 6 weeks to 11 weeks, as I kind of mentioned. It was very, very intense, and it was 24 hours. And at 11 weeks, it's become much more kind of waves of nausea and waves of being sickness. So it's very much in the morning and very much in the evening, but I'm generally finding in the day that it's very manageable. And maybe there'll be a smell and that will kind of set me off again, but it's definitely easing off, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting to the next stage of the trimester, next trimester.
Good, because the second trimester is much more plain sailing than the first.
Yeah, I remember that
from
my first pregnancy,
Right, but do you know why you get pregnancy sickness? I prefer to call it pregnancy sickness because, as you exemplify, it happens all the way through the day.
Mm.
And in fact, it happens at any time that your blood sugar gets low. So it's due to a low blood sugar.
Now, that's really interesting, because I didn't know why you get it, but I know generally in life that I have quite low blood sugar, because I'm one of those people that needs to eat little and often, and I can't... You know, some people can forget to eat in the day or something. I can never be one of those, because I can really feel I need to eat. So that doesn't surprise me so much that I've been suffering from it.
Well, that natural tendency is exaggerated in pregnancy, because as soon as sugar goes into your blood, your baby clears it. It's so hungry for blood, it kind of goes... And
kind
of sucks out all the sugar that's in your blood. So you're very sensitive to it. Now, that you get pregnancy sickness when your blood sugar is lowest, and it's always low in the morning because you've been sleeping all night. So the rule is, as soon as you wake up, instead of going to the loo to be sick, lie in bed, get your husband to bring you very sweet tea with sugar, or dextrose is even better, or a glass of milk and a slice of toast. You eat and drink and you lie in bed for another half hour to allow the blood sugar to climb. And then you won't be sick. The second rule is you've got to eat little and often, as you say. And that really means every hour. And if you're away from home, you should buy some dextrose tablets from the chemist and suck a dextrose tablet, because that goes straight in through your mouth and into your bloodstream, bang, in seconds.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Your blood sugar goes up, so carry dextrose with you.
But that's so interesting, because funnily enough, you've reminded me that another thing that I've been drinking a lot of is glasses of milk. And it's just funny how your body craves these things and you don't know why it craves it, but you're saying that's quite a good thing to
have. Well, because I was going to mention...
And I have it at night time, actually, because it just seems to get me through the night a bit better. I seem to sleep a bit longer if I've had a good glass of milk when I go to bed at night.
Well, let me tell you why. It all fits together. This whole story fits very nicely. Yeah. There's a sugar in milk called lactose, which also goes straight in. If you swilled your mouth out with milk, actually, the lactose would go through the lining of your mouth and straight into your bloodstream and raise your blood sugar.
Wow, there you go. So it's amazing.
The milk is very, very good for relieving sickness.
Yeah, no, that's really funny, because obviously I didn't know that, but, you know, you follow your body's cravings, and that's exactly what I've been doing.
And you see, fruit has another simple sugar, fructose. Yeah. Yeah. So if you eat a juicy orange...
Yeah. That's something else I don't usually have, and I've been having lots more oranges, grapes,
strawberries,
apples, and then bananas. Strawberries, all of them.
Strawberries,
I'm fascinated by how much. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Strawberries have a lot of fructose in them. And also huge quantities of vitamin C. They're richer in vitamin C than oranges
are.
So you're getting all those simple sugars, fructose, dextrose, lactose, through those foods in order to keep your blood sugar up.
So I think what would have been useful for me would have been to have been eating even more than I was, to be honest, really. So perhaps had I eaten more, it wouldn't have been quite so severe.
And as you mentioned also, Kath, cooking smells really make you feel nauseated.
Really so offended by them.
For anyone who is suffering morning sickness, my other golden rule is eat uncooked food. Eat fresh food.
Yeah.
By uncooked food, I mean stick with... raw vegetables, fruits, salads, and don't have anything that's cooked. Don't allow your house to become permeated
to be honest,
cooking
Miriam,
smells.
The biggest problem I've actually had comes at the end of the day when I am feeling particularly nauseous, and I have my little daughter who I pick up from nursery, and obviously I have to kind of give her a cooked meal in the evening, and I literally am sick every time I feed her, and my poor little daughter who hasn't seen me all day, I'm literally carrying her in one arm and being sick in the bin or in the sink at the same time, because it is about the only time in the day I have to kind of entertain.
Okay, well, one thing that I can suggest for you and your daughter, then, on the way home from school, you have some dextrose tablets, and you say to your daughter, "You've been so good at school today. Mummy's going to share you one of her treats." And so you suck your dextrose tablets or your fructose tablets together.
Yeah.
Now, if your blood sugar's up when you start to cook, you feel less sick.
And you're also right about that, because at that point it's quite low, because I've kind of been rushing from work where I probably haven't really eaten that much since lunch, and I really need to eat myself, but I'm prioritising feeding her. So, yes, I think that would really help.
If you say to her, instead of seeing pukey mummy, if you say to her, "I'm going to share you, we'll share one of my treats," and then it makes her feel
part of it
and needed, and that you're thinking about it.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. I should have spoken to you 6 weeks ago.
There's one other tip. Don't allow a cigarette smoker in the house.
Right, that's
because cigarette smoke really sets off.
Yeah, it does.
No,
right.
So you should have a notice on the door.
Yeah.
No cigarette smoke.
Absolutely.
And make sure that you... Also, an easy way to take your fructose, then, you know, is in fruit juice.
Right.
So, plenty of fruit juice.
Yeah. Again, I had fruit juice at house the other day.
And by the way, another thing, a tip with milk, it doesn't have to be full fat milk.
Good, because I have
skim milk
skimmed.
Is fine. Yeah. No, skim milk is fine. You get all the goodness you need out of skim milk.
Yeah, excellent. Mm. Very useful tips. Thank you.
Your pleasure. So, you see, you're not alone. And morning sickness does pass. For further information, I've published a number of books, which you can obtain from my own website, miriamstoppard.com, or that of my publisher, Dorling Kindersley, at dk.com/Miriam Stoppard. Or you can subscribe to my podcasts for a detailed guide to your pregnancy. I'd like to thank the Children's Mutual, one of the UK's leading providers of the Child Trust Fund, for their support.